Trump, Real Facts About Wacko Bette Midler Will Be Exposed in My Book. By Simon Kent on December 23, 2021. Bette Midler's decision to belittle the people of West Virginia because Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, rejected President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda drew a sharp rebuke Thursday from former President Donald Trump. He issued a statement on hearing of the analysis provided by the far-left singer-slash-actress saying, "Wacko Bette Midler said horrible things about the great people of West Virginia and Joe Manchin. But when I say much less offensive things about her, everybody goes wild. Don't worry, I'll tell the real facts about her in my book. I love you, West Virginia." Trump did not elaborate on just what the real facts are. But he joined a chorus of those who disapproved of the singer's rush to attack West Virginians and call them poor, illiterate and strung out, as Breitbart News reported. Midler lashed out at the senator in a rageful, belligerent tweet Monday. "He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia. Poor, illiterate and strung out," she wrote. The term strung out typically refers to drug addiction. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, RWV, responded by saying there was no call for Midler's attack, adding, "Shame on her. There's no call for it. In all honesty, it's not tolerated, just period," Justice declared. "You know, from the standpoint of what Senator Manchin did, he stepped up and echoed to people West Virginia. This is not the first time Midler has turned on Trump." Earlier this month she called on authorities to arrest the former president for attempted murder, claiming Trump deliberately tried to infect Joe Biden with the coronavirus during a televised debate last year. Midler's accusations appear to stem from a new book by Trump's former chief of staff Mark Meadows that states the president tested positive for the coronavirus 3 days before the first presidential debate with Biden in September 2020. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.